Tuesday, February 10th. Memorial of St. Scholastica, Virgin. The first reading from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 and 23, and 27 through 30. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel, and stretching forth his hands towards heaven, he said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants, who are faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer and petition of your servant, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed you shall be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon. Haydock Commentary. Full of admiration, Solomon breaks out into this exclamation, wondering that God should deign to accept of what he had done, and that by the symbol of his presence he should engage to honor this temple in a more particular manner, and to shower down his graces with a more liberal hand on those who should there present themselves before him. This wise prince was not ignorant that God's immensity fills all places. The Gospel from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed, hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all the Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders, and on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands? He responded, Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. He went on to say, How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die. Yet you say, if someone says to father or mother, Any support you might have had for me is korban, meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things. Haydock Commentary. It is groundless to pretend from this text that the precepts and traditions of the church are not binding and obligatory, for Christ himself has commanded all to hear his church and obey their lawful pastors. These indeed may be called the precepts of men, but they are precepts of men invested with power and authority from God, and of whom Christ himself said, in Luke 10:16, He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me.